All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be chatting with an individual competing at BTC 23, which goes down on March the 16th. We've got Zachary Baldwin getting out there into the cage with Nigel Croswell, and great getting to have Nigel on MMA Canada Radio. How are you doing, man? You having a solid day so far?
Yeah, I'm good. Just finishing up work and about to end my day and head to the gym later.
Yeah, and a lot to talk about with this upcoming fight, for sure, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly touch on the last one, because not only was it your BTC debut last time out, but also garnering the first pro MMA win. So can you talk about that first round finish you garnered there at BTC 20? I would think that would be a big moment.
Yeah, it was a pretty big moment to get my first win, especially like that with that kind of finish. I wasn't too much surprised on the way how it ended, because we were kind of working on that knee the whole time, setting it up. But a lot of my previous fights have been close, especially the last fight I had before that. I lost in a split decision. I believe I won that fight, but I was hoping for that to be my first win. But unfortunately, that one didn't go my way. So went back in the gym and came back out my next fight on BTC and came out strong and got to finish what I wanted.
And it's just kind of interesting how it's sort of similar to your brother's arc in a way, in as far as like there was a couple earlier setbacks, like some very tight decisions, but you know, getting that win in recent times, it's kind of an interesting sort of parallel that I kind of noticed there.
Yeah, I mean, like both of our MMA careers have kind of been similar, like with our losses and even our wins too. Most of our losses have come from submission, usually in the first round, and our wins coming from knockouts or TKOs. So it's pretty funny how similar they are, but our styles are quite different still.
Yeah, there just must be something interesting about like kind of sharing different spots on, you know, cards with your brother. I mean, that reflected previously and also going to be the case in this next one. And I talked to your brother and it seemed like it was something that was more of a source of motivation for him. And I've talked to certain fighters where it's almost like a little bit stressful, like it's like a certain distraction point, but it seems like your brother really enjoys getting to compete on these cards with you. Is that kind of your sentiment on that as well, I guess?
Yeah, like we've been competing on the same shows ever since we were young, even from like amateur to like point fighting from way back in the day to even grappling tournaments. So it's nothing new to compete on the same card or show as him, but yeah, like the feeling to kind of even just to compete with a teammate, you know, it kind of gives you that more motivation when they're going out there with you. So yeah, having your brother fight on the same card of you definitely is a push.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I'm kind of wondering, because you were alluding to the fact that you're getting ready to go out and train here, I've noticed, at least per recent times, it seems like you're mostly in Stony Creek, but I've seen you kind of out training in the Hamilton area too, with like Jocelyn's MMA and Steel Town Boxing years back. Like, where are you predominantly these days, you'd say?
So yeah, so these days I'm heavy at House of Champions. I do spend some time down at Soy Dogs, which is kind of like a brother gym, but yeah, I'm heavy down at House of Champions, down there working my Muay Thai, my wrestling. Soy Dogs is a good help. Dennis, he helps me with my Muay Thai. He actually has a fight coming up soon on ONE Championship, so it's been good to kind of work with him getting ready for my fight and him getting ready for his fight at the same time. It's good to have a good training partner like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it really informs like the upward mobility that you'd presumably be looking for in your fight career, just being alongside, you know, these guys and honing skills directly with them, where they're, you know, fighting for ONE Championship, some UFC vets at House of Champions. So I imagine that's hugely beneficial for you.
Yeah, at both spots, I mean, the pool of guys are very good. A lot of experience too, and I mean the guys there, they know my weaknesses, so their styles, they help me, especially like with my ground game. Well, there's a lot of good wrestlers down at House of Champions, So, I mean, iron sharpens iron. It's a good mix.
And I'm curious about, like, the learning curve with the grappling, because you were mentioning how, like, the striking arts was more of that thing you were kind of oriented to, at least in, like, the younger kind of formative years, and obviously a wealth of amateur boxing experience and Waco experience. Like, how has the learning curve been for, I guess, understanding some of the deeper nuances of the grappling side of the MMA game?
I've always grappled, like, when I was younger, too, back in the day. Just was never heavy into it. Didn't do a lot of wrestling. I think that was kind of like a crutch for me, like a downfall. But yeah, now, like, I realize that not just the jiu-jitsu, but wrestling is a heavy, heavy, heavy staple in the MMA game. So I've been working on my takedown defenses a lot, even my takedowns, I want to show that I can work the ground, not just stand up, even though a lot of my fights have been stand up fights. And but I'd like to show that side of my skills as well, given the chance.
Yeah, no, I hear where you're coming from for sure. I guess kind of like getting some insights on your opponent here, because I talked to some fighters where some are like really heavy into, you know, getting into the minutia of the tape study and just getting into as much as they can on their opponents, whereas some guys more focus on just their individual efforts and being adaptable in the fight, like not overly thinking about what the opponent is going to do, I suppose. Like, have you been, I guess, getting into a certain level of tape study into Zach Baldwin?
Honestly, I've kind of been like that myself, to where I don't train specifically just for one opponent. I have a lot of confidence in my technique and my skills, so I kind of, you bring your game, I bring my game, and whoever has the best cards, you know, goes home. But I do respect my opponents, and I do watch their footage, and I do a little bit of studying on them. I know what my guy's gonna be coming out with and what he's potentially gonna try to throw on me. So, I mean, there aren't too many surprises coming from him that I think. But yeah, like, I don't try to focus too much on my opponent, you know, try and get that in my head too much. I try and just go out there and fight my fight, and yeah, make sure that I train hard and my preparation is good. And as long as my preparation is good and, you know, if I'm mentally there and physically there, then I will come out on top.
Yeah, and I imagine it's beneficial as well to a certain extent to get in different fights and different looks from different promotions, just already having competed for like TKO, FLA, and PFC, and now a couple fights with BTC at this juncture. So I imagine that helps the development as well to a certain extent.
Yeah, like I've fought almost every style out there. I've been fighting since I was young, so I've fought the straight grapplers, you know, I've dealt with the guys who are pure strikers, and I've dealt with the mix. So even like a couple fights ago on my FLA, the opponent that I fought there, he's a pretty good mixed, well-rounded guy. So I feel like that fight will kind of be a good gauge to this one coming up on BTC. But yeah, I mean, I expect my opponent to come out striking. I do expect him that he's going to want to shoot. So, I mean, it's all about who's going to go first, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, both of you with first round finishes in your last BTC fights, I would think that this is the fight that you don't want to be going off to grab the drink or grab the popcorn for. I would think it's not ending, you know, with it encroaching into the judges' scorecards sort of space, I would guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, it could go either way. It could be a quick finish, you know, but I don't put all my eggs in that basket. I do suspect it to go all three rounds. And I know my opponent, he's game, you know, so I do give him that respect. I know he has a good, like, stand-up history. He has a lot of Muay Thai fights. I haven't seen too much of his wrestling, but I don't doubt he has ground game. So this is a very good fight for me. It's an exciting fight for me. Definitely one of my more tougher fights. But yeah, I'm excited for it. And yeah, honestly, I just can't wait to get in the cage.
And it just seems like a stacked card that keeps on growing. Like, I just saw they announced the Jordan Meehan versus Delano Taylor main event fight for this card. Like, it must be exciting for you to be, like, an Ontario-centric lad and get to, you know, get these different looks where, like, certain family and friends have the option to, you know, come out and really support and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I like fighting for BTC. It's a local show for me. This event out in Kingston is a little bit further, but yeah, I mean, it still gives family and friends the opportunity to come out and watch.
Yeah, it's cool. I remember you were talking to me about the Black Lion nickname and like the kind of roots that had in your family, if memory serves, and stuff like that. So it seems like that is very important. Like, I was talking about your brother having his own martial arts journey earlier, but it seems like that, you know, family and sense of community within like the martial arts kind of lifestyle has been like a big driver for you.
Yeah, like my whole background is pretty much like my martial arts stems from my dad, so he does play a big part in my training. But I mean, as I've gotten older, I have, you know, ventured out and doing my own thing and working on my own skills, and he's taught me almost everything, you know, that he can teach me. So I've been working on myself and working on more things that I can learn from other places. And I've found, you know, family at House of Champions and at Soy Dogs. So learning from other instructors like Corellin and Dennis definitely helps evolve my game and my Rolodex that I can offer when I fight. So yeah, whoever's in my corner and whoever comes to watch me, you know, it doesn't affect me too much, because I know whether they're there or not, they're always there.
Yeah, and it seems like there's such like a great kind of cross-training culture in Southern Ontario that's kind of developed over the years. I remember the mentality like many years ago was almost oriented to like, you almost got to stick with one specific gym. Like, I think some people try to frame it as like a loyalty thing in some maligned kind of way, but it seems like nowadays the, you know, cross-training culture and guys getting in different looks at different gyms is more prevalent, and I think it really just benefits everyone. So yeah, I love to see that.
Yeah, like, it is. I know a lot of like some guys who are still kind of like that, but yeah, I mean, I've trained at Niagara Top Team sometimes, and you know, it's nice to see like the different faces and work with the different bodies. So that gives you that edge up too, rather than just, you know, working with the same group of guys every single day. Like, I've worked with people who I fight within my circuit, so there's a lot of guys who I see who I can possibly be fighting that I train with eventually. So yeah, it's good to train other gyms.
Yeah, no, fair enough, man. And it's been great getting to talk to you ahead of this next fight here, but wanting to be mindful of your time and schedule, Nigel. I'm curious if maybe you have any kind of final parting thought you wanted to add as we were wrapping up here, man.
No, I appreciate the interview, you know, taking the time to talk to me, and yeah, I just can't wait to fight. It's been a long time coming since my last fight, so I got a lot of energy to be put out into the cage. Got a lot of things going on, and I just can't wait for the cage to be my outlet.
Yeah, this Zachary Baldwin fight is going to be a very intriguing one, March 16th at BTC 23, and really appreciate you coming on MMA Canada Radio to give some great insights, Nigel. Definitely excited to see this fight when it goes down, but until then, man, you have a good rest of your day, and yeah, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. You too. Thank you.